Good morning and welcome to the show. This is your host, Amer Thrombu, and he brings you Amer's Antics. Amer's Antics with
DJ RK.
Yes, DJ RK and Amer Thrombu bring you this week's exciting episode this morning of Amer's Antics. And if you're hearing us for the first time, well, welcome to our show. And for now, DJ, are you ready to start the show?
Yes.
Let's get started. So, DJ, what's in store for us today?
We have some topics, very, very interesting topics to talk about.
And are they distinct or are they the same?
Are they very, very distinct?
Okay, tell us what's in today's show.
No, before that, tell me, are you really interested?
In what?
In finding out what the topics are.
Yeah, I want to know the topics.
Are you curious?
What are we talking about today? I'm really serious. Give it to me, man.
You're very serious, right?
Ryan, hurry up.
Good. Okay, the first one. Human evolution.
Human evolution?
Yes.
And?
Abortion.
Abortion. That's topic two. And?
Marriage.
Marriage. Whoa.
The future of Canada.
The future of Canada. That's four topics. Is that all we're discussing?
That's all we got for so far.
Why don't you give us something more? Why don't we get a quote for today?
That. Yes, we've got to talk about the quote.
Quote by whom?
Do you have the quote?
Yeah, I think I have an interesting quote by George Bernard Shaw about unreasonable men.
Do you know who that is, George Bernard Shaw?
I think he's an Irish... Was he a philosopher?
Yeah, no, he's not. Well, actually, he was, kind of. But what's he known for?
His prose.
No.
His literature.
No. He was a very famous playwright.
Oh, he was a playwright.
Have you ever heard of the Fabian Society?
The Fabian Society?
He's the founder of the Fabian Society.
Whoa, what's that?
Don't ask me about the details.
Okay, let's just get started with the show. And then in the middle of the show, we'll talk about our quote of... quote of the week. DJ, stop it, DJ. Stop it. DJ RK is excited this morning.
This morning, so refreshing.
Yes, and let us tell you that besides our four topics, these will not be in order, obviously, because this is Amer's Antics, and nothing much is in order. Like, your day might be in order, but not ours, because we are free souls. Army Speed Fritz, give me a five.
We are.
We are. Yeah, we Indeed. Are. Indeed. Let's keep our mics closed to our voices and let the people know that we are here to make some sense this morning.
Let the energy flow.
Let the energy flow.
Yes, let it flow.
All right.
DJ, I'm here.
Let's start.
I'm here.
Yes.
Now tell me. Did human evolve? Did humanity evolve from a different species to become what we are right now?
I don't believe that. I don't think... I don't believe in evolution.
What
I don't
do
think that mankind is... ancestors were monkeys and apes and...
What do you believe in?
I believe God created us.
When was that?
God created us. I don't have the date.
How long ago is that?
Comparatively, not too long ago.
What does the Quran say?
The Quran doesn't specify a date.
What does the Bible say?
I have no idea. I've never read the Bible yet. I got a copy recently, but no, I haven't read it.
Well, the scholars estimated that according to the Bible...
Yeah.
Right?
The scholars estimated that according to the Bible...
The humanity had been around... For, I'm assuming, I don't remember exactly, but I'm assuming something like 5,000 years.
5,000 years?
Yes.
That's it?
Because they traced back the chronological orders that the Bible gives you. The name of the forefathers, either the line of lineage that it gives you from Adam to Jesus.
Yeah.
So they kind of used that to trace how far back it could go, and they estimated it to be 6,000 or 5,000 years.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. So what does evolution say?
Well, we don't even have to talk about evolution.
Okay.
The fossils and simple carbon dating suggests us that it's way more than 6,000 or 5,000 years that this planet had been around.
You mean, are you talking about the planet or are you talking about man?
Well, there's only 7 days apart, according to the Bible, right?
What is the Bible? The Bible says man was created at the end of it?
Man was created at the end of the 7 days.
Yeah, but it doesn't say the earth was created on the first day.
Yes.
Was the earth created on the first day?
I'm not sure, but...
No, it was water, and there was soil and everything else, and that brought things
is
together.
Is that the earth?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the...
It's just elements of the universe that
yeah,
are put together.
Yeah, so it's not that many days apart.
Yeah. But you know what the Quran says? The Quran doesn't says seven... It says seven ayam, which is seven periods, not 7 days. So it's quite similar to what the Bible says. Because days are obviously not 24 hours as we know today. So there are seven periods of time.
Okay.
Because we come to know, like, no one has told us that a day is 24 hours. We decided it. That a night and a day would, like the sunrise and the sunset would define a day.
Okay, fair enough. So it's not 7 days, all right?
So seven
How
periods
about
of time.
The traces of humanity and the culture and the civilizations that go way beyond 6,000 years?
So there are cultures, you believe?
Yes.
All right.
Remember the documentary we have seen together?
Yes, the documentary called
The origin
of
humanity's origins.
Humanity's origins. Yes, there's a documentary on YouTube, and I'd recommend anyone who wants to know anything about their existence and where we actually started from to watch that documentary, because it doesn't question religion, but it questions present scientific beliefs and the status quo about when did we really arrive. And when does the documentary say, how old does it say man is?
Well, the earliest city that we have discovered was 21,000 years old.
21,000?
Yes, yes. And it was built with such precision, such high technology, and such high degree of civilization that it actually matched or even surpassed our level of understanding.
You mean they were very high on the highly technologically advanced that civilization?
Yes.
Wow.
It was located in the current day Peru.
How is that possible?
We don't know. We don't know what happened.
We don't have an answer to the question.
Obviously, the Bible doesn't answer that.
Yes, these are always questions that are left for man to answer.
Mm-hmm. But definitely, the question of a 6,000 years old, that's out the window.
It's all the way out of the window and into the drain.
You could say that.
And flush down the toilet.
Can you say that?
Yes, you can say that. You can say that on the radio.
Okay.
Unless someone has a problem. You can call in on our phone lines. What are our phone lines? 416-595-1478 for our live studio to join in the conversation with Amr and DJ RK on Amr's Antics here on 88.1 FM Toronto at the CKLN studio.
Well, are you going to answer the phone?
At Ryerson University.
Are you going to answer the phone?
I don't usually answer the phone.
Why not? Then why telling the people the number?
I'll probably answer the phone this time.
You think that someone's going to call?
Yeah, they sometimes do call at so early in the morning, yes.
Does it work all the time?
No, so far in the last 3 months, I received one phone call.
And who was that?
It was a friend of mine.
Is it he or she?
He.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a long-distance call?
No, it was a local call.
Oh, good, good. All right.
It was a great call.
Great, 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 great. Now, second topic. You don't believe... Okay, first topic. You don't believe in evolution. Yet, you believe in creationism.
What's creationism?
What you believe in is creationism.
That the world was created by God?
Yeah.
Or a higher power?
Yes.
Yes, I believe in creationism. I believe in creationism. Because you believe in creationism. Don't put these things down my throat, you DJ.
Now, tell me. Tell me, Amir. Tell me. The truth, okay?
Yes.
Is it possible that the universe had no beginning? It was just always there, perpetually.
Impossible.
Why is that?
Everything in this world, you and me have a reason. And we have a beginning and we have an end.
Okay.
Therefore, the universe has a beginning and it has an end.
How about the entity called God? Does it have a beginning?
No, the entity called God is eternal. Like time. So like time is eternal.
How can the...
Time doesn't have a start and end.
How can the universe...
Listen, Ryan, you're supposed to let me finish my line. Hold, eternal. Ryan, hold on.
Tell me.
Ryan.
Yes.
Stop
go
this
ahead,
conflict
go
here.
Go ahead. Enough of lecturing right now.
Yeah, enough
now
of lecturing.
Now spit out the answer right now.
Ryan, stop
no
being
more
so
talking,
riled up.
Answer.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Time is eternal. Time doesn't start or end. Elements like us, you, me, this chair, this microphone, the system, this radio show, all the radio waves, all start and end. Time is eternal. God is eternal. They have neither a beginning nor an end.
How about the universe?
The universe.
Mm-hmm.
According to me, it's not eternal.
But what is to you? What is you to give me according to you statement?
All right, if you want to believe in the universe being eternal, that means the universe must have had a start.
What does that mean?
That means it must have started from something, at least.
Well, why can't you give the universe something like godlike properties? Why not? Maybe the universe didn't contain all the elements.
What elements?
That, like the planets and all that. But the thing that's called the universe, that in which everything's in it, could have been around forever.
It could have been around forever?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Well, even according to Buddhism, universe has been around forever. There is no beginning or end.
To the universe or to the energy?
The universe.
So it says the universe was always there and will always remain?
Yes.
What does it mean by the universe? The planets and the solar system and the celestial bodies?
The universe. As we know it. The things in it can change its shape and properties, right? But the universe has always been there.
But there needs to be some power above it all.
Why? Why? Can you answer that question? Why?
Because if we believe in creationism, we need to believe that there is a power above that creates the universe.
I'm asking you why there needs to be some higher power above. I'm not asking your opinions. Give me a concrete, logical reasoning behind why you think, not why you believe.
So you want me to reason out and tell you why I believe the universe?
Mm. Why you reason that the universe has a beginning?
Because the reason, I don't just think that it has a beginning. I think the whole universe not just has a beginning, it has a purpose. And its complexity is so mind-numbing that there has to be something that gives it the context that it presently has.
All I heard from you right now is just statements of your opinions. Okay?
I don't know the facts. How will I know the facts?
You don't know.
Okay, give me the facts.
What are the facts? How do you define?
Okay, I'll tell you a fact.
Okay.
That presently, as we know it, all celestial bodies in the universe are moving away from each other.
Okay, I know that. Yeah, I've heard of something like that before.
And that's a fact.
It's like the balloon, right?
And what the only reason Big Bang Theory has been able to come in place is because of this, the ability to have noticed that every body is moving away from each other. So what people are doing, they're like saying, let's take this movement in the outward direction. Like presently, the movement is like a balloon that keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. So what people are saying, what some scientists did a few years ago, they said, okay, why don't we reverse it and just take it back time and see what it must have been. This balloon, like in a time machine, if you take it back years and years and years, you just see this balloon must have been going smaller and smaller and smaller, and must have finally been just a small, concentrated, but highly powerful mass. And that's the idea of the theory of evolution.
No. It has nothing to do with evolution right now.
Sorry, not the theory of... Sorry, the theory... The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
So the Big Bang Theory originates from the fact that if you undo what all is happening right now to the world and take it... Undo it in such a way that you undo it like millions and millions of years, you'll finally bring everything back to a single mass.
I see your point there.
Which is the first universal body that created everything else in the universe.
And then, what does that mean? How does it prove that there is a higher power?
Now, the question that science has always raised is, the question that science doesn't want to raise is, where did that single mass come from? That single mass is not a single atom. It was like billions and billions of kilometers in diameter, the single mass which exploded.
Maybe it doesn't have to come from anywhere. Maybe this contraction and expansion happens periodically over and over again for millennia. Maybe something that just keeps happening for eternity.
You mean it can be like the way it's going out is going to come back again?
Yeah.
That's your opinion now. Give me a fact.
There is no fact.
I just give you facts. Okay. I just gave you facts.
You gave me a fact that it's shrinking, but you didn't explain.
I didn't even say
me,
shrinking. I didn't even say
didn't
shrinking.
Explain to me why. Okay, you didn't explain to me why the small matter at the beginning was created by the higher power.
I didn't even say that it was I'm created by the higher power. I didn't even say you
it,
said
it has no correlation.
DJ RK, you
quiet.
Said it.
It has no correlation to the existence of the higher power.
You maybe. Didn't listen to me completely.
What is
now
it?
Up till now I gave you all facts that therefore everything boils down to one large mass. Now the question science has not been able to answer is, where did that single mass come from? And up till now, I don't give you any opinions. Give me facts to disprove me.
Well, that was underneath the statement saying that there's higher power, right? So somehow you got to draw a connection from this little single mass.
Okay, give me okay. a fact. I don't want your
okay,
opinion
since,
now.
Since you stated this, some kind of fact, right?
All
right. How does that connect to your higher argument saying that there's higher power? Now, give me the link between the two.
But I want to know whether you have...
No, tell me first. Expand your reading right there.
All right.
Okay.
Now, let me say, in my opinion,
yeah,
because they do not have an answer where that single body came from,
yeah,
science just chooses not to answer it. Not that science doesn't have an answer. Not that science is trying to find an answer. Science knows that it cannot find that answer to that question. There obviously must be people trying to research into where did that single large body come from. But if you look at the forces, it's obviously impossible to say that they just came back and they just keep going out and down again.
It's not impossible.
According to me, it is.
It's very possible. It's been theorized and they made dissertations out of it and a lot of consultations that happened. It explains.
So according to you, the universe will expand and then contract and expand and contract.
There is no according to me. It's all according to scientists.
What are the scientists
saying? I have a very limited knowledge about this.
Do you agree that we both have a limited knowledge about this?
Everyone in this world has limited knowledge about this.
And don't you agree that man has limited knowledge of the world?
Yes, it's very true.
And his knowledge regarding the universe is even so severely limited. It's like an ant falling into the ocean.
Yes.
So how can his reasoning try to go beyond everything?
We're just at the beginning stage. We're just at the beginning stage of self-discovery. Nobody has told anything. Everything that we know so far is a product of our self-exertion, studying, careful studies, and the usage of our intellectual capacity. Nothing came from heaven saying that, okay, this is the truth. Nothing dropped from the heaven above saying that this is the theory of relativity. Everything has been the product of human effort.
Why is the heaven above? Why isn't the heaven below?
Because we know that this is a planet. And underneath our, underneath our crust of Earth, whatever it is.
But
either way, nothing came from above or below.
below,
okay?
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Everything's the product of human agency. Okay.
Everything is a product
nothing
of human agency.
Just the fact that we're ignorant about many things doesn't tell us about, doesn't justify the fact that there's a higher power.
Okay, do you personally feel that there's a higher power? Or do you want me, for the sake of argument, to assume that there is no higher power so that we can, like, argue without having any personal biases for or against it?
Let's do it.
What?
Let's have a debate.
Let's have a debate right now on radio?
Yeah.
Let's have a debate on the next topic, because this topic has already been extended and stretched beyond...
All right. So we reached no agreement on that one. Okay. Next topic is...
But in case you guys... dear listener, in case you want to debate with us on that, you can always catch us on Amir's Antics on our podcast and shoot us a question there that we will try our best to answer. DJ RK, are you ready to answer the questions that they will send in your way?
Hey, that reminds me. We said this last week. Did anybody come up with the questions?
What questions?
Or a topic. Some kind of topic so we can debate upon it. Because we said it, we requested this last week to send us some questions or topics so we can debate on it, right?
Yeah.
Was there anybody who sent us?
Nobody sent it in.
Why is that?
I have no idea. Okay, dear listener, if you're listening, search Amer's Antics on Google, and I'll spell it out for you. A-A-M-E-R-S. That's Amer's. A-A-M-E-R-S. Amer's Antics, A-N-T-I-C-S. And when you search for Amir's Antics, you'll find Amir's Antics podcast, which is on podomatic.com. And there is where you shoot us a question, or you ask us, or you comment, and you let us know what you think. Not about the show. We don't want to know. We want to know your thoughts about the thoughts that we are trying to share here, and whether they affect you or.
You're going on for too long.
All right. Yeah. Let me keep it quick. So yes, Armor's Antics. Search for it. We'll be there. Armor Trambu and DJ RK.
Now that brings me a question.
What's your question?
If in your backyard, someone's listening to a radio show, and nobody is there to see that someone's listening to a radio show, are they listening to the radio show?
We just DJ RK. We just discussed this last week.
So
the missing tree.
Is anybody listening to our show?
Is anyone out there listening to our show?
Or are we alone in this universe?
Are we alone in this universe?
Is life significant?
Is life significant?
Is there meaning to this universe?
Is there meaning? DJ RK, just make some sense now. Stop being so philosophical.
Okay.
Let's be real, man.
Let's be real about a social issue.
So now, which social issue?
This is a topic of abortion.
Abortion, yes.
What do you think about abortion?
I think abortion.
Are you pro-life?
I'm pro-life.
How about pro-choice? What do you think about pro-choice arguments?
What about pro-choice arguments?
What do you think about pro-choice arguments?
What is a pro-choice argument? I haven't even heard them.
Pro-choice meaning they are for a choice.
I know that. Yeah. I've heard about them, but what is their opinion?
Their opinion is that people should be able to make the decisions without the state telling you whether or not they can have an abortion or not.
Should they have the right?
They should have the right to have kids or not.
I think they should, because that way they're responsible for their actions. Why should the state stop someone from something like that?
Well, if the law passes that you cannot have an abortion, then you won't be able to get one at a clinic.
All right. Listeners, you're tuned in to 88.1 FM CKLN, and here is Amr Trambu with DJ RK. DJ has a question. His question is about... What's your question, DJ?
Abortion. Abortion, yes. Well, my opinion was that there's a pro-choice and a pro-life, two fiercely battling arguments, right? Now, and you said you're pro-life.
I said I'm pro-life, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think about people's choice?
I still respect their choice. I think people should still have the choice to choose whether they want it or not.
But the people who are pro-life wants a total ban on the practice of abortion.
They want total ban?
They want to illegalize it, criminalize the activity.
I don't think it helps. In the United States, in the 1990s, what was noticed was that the crime rate fell drastically from 1990 to 2000.
What is that?
And that was the first decade. I'll tell you. Let me finish. It was the first decade that the crime fell disastrously down.
Disastrously?
Like disastrously low.
Why is it so disastrous? Isn't that a good
and
thing?
And they tried to look into it and find out, like, why did the crime rate go so low? And they found out it was actually the fact that they had legalized abortion. So people could... like, there was this whole pro-choice debate, and the pro-choice people had won. So therefore, abortions were no more illegal, and they were not a crime. So therefore, they were not counted as crimes.
Oh, wow. Was that so significant?
It was really significant.
Yeah.
It's actually mentioned in a book called Freakonomics. Have you heard of that book?
I heard about that book.
Oh, you should read it.
That's a recommended book in my course.
It's recommended in your course?
Yes.
What course do you do?
Research methods.
Research methodology or research methods?
Methods.
Can you get closer to the mic, Ryan? Oh, DJ. DJ, what the hell are you doing? DJ.
I'm making a statement here.
All right, DJ. Yeah. So how was my... So did you get the whole point of the criminalization of... crime? How
yeah,
crime gets reduced?
Yeah, I saw the point.
So now... Who had won in this 1990s debate? The pro-life or the pro-choice?
There'll be pro-choice.
So therefore, thanks to the pro-choice people, crime rate in U.S. went down. So at the end of 10 years, when the mayors of the cities and everyone else showed that the crime rate had gone down, what did people think? Wow, these guys are great. They didn't realize such a basic fact. So therefore, having pro-choice is politically more successful and great.
And then, what's your point?
And my point is, therefore, politics would always prefer a pro-choice.
That's not true.
Unless there's a strong, very strong undertone among the population that it should be pro-life.
It's very sharply divided.
How sharply
is sharp? The population is very sharply divided. There are fundamental Christians who are very, very against abortion. Among those people, it will never be popular. Doesn't matter what politician it is. Any politician that proposed this legislation to legalize abortion will be unpopular among the religious people.
According to me, abortion is... According to me, it's wrong. Unless it's really a life and death question.
I respect your opinions.
I'm glad you do. What is your opinion?
My opinion?
Personal opinion.
I think that people should have the choice.
I believe they should have the choice, but I also believe that they should be responsible.
I'm not saying abortion is a right thing or a good thing, but people should have the means to make the decision.
I agree, because at the end of it... See, I support your point in that part, because if they have the right to take the decision, they won't be raising a child that they don't want.
That's true.
Do you agree? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, just because there is... I don't know. Have you watched Juno?
No, but I know of the movie.
What is the movie about?
I know it's about a teenage pregnancy.
All right. And do you know what else the movie Juno is about?
I know that the girl gets pregnant. High school girl.
13 years old, yeah.
And she decides to have the baby.
Why does she choose to have the baby?
Because she feels that the baby's alive.
Wow.
In her body.
Is that why? Or is that because she felt that she could raise a baby?
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
I think it's a movie I should be watching sometime. But, Ryan.
Yes.
Where is Ryan? I don't know. DJ RK, did you see Ryan?
Yes, DJ RK is everywhere in every one of us.
DJ RK is in the heart and soul of everyone who believes in himself.
It's the inner child.
And who is confused and questioning existence.
It's the inner voice of everyone's inner child. So it goes deeper level. Multiple layers of questioning.
DJ RK, I think it's time to go to our George Bernard Shaw Armour's Antics quote of the week here on CKLN 88.1 FM, Toronto, Ontario.
While you're at it.
Edit what?
While you're talking about George Bernard Shaw,
yeah.
Why don't we research on Fabian society so we get to know what this guy thinks?
All right, let's try to find that out.
Yes.
So you want to go to his quote first, or do you want to go to Fabian society first?
Let's go to Fabian society. Let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of this guy's mindset. And then we'll better understand this guy's quote. Fabian Society, Wikipedia.
All right, let's read
Wikipedia right now. People, please support the Wikipedia. It needs your donations.
Yeah, Wikipedia is a great place. It's a place that has a $6 million budget. It's a not-for-profit. And it is run by how many employees, Ryan?
I'm not sure. How many?
23 employees only.
Wow, those are very elite chosen people, aren't they?
Yeah,
not?
They must be really... It's really well... It must be very efficiently run.
They must be.
In order to have only 23 employees to run something
wonder.
As vast and humongous as Wikipedia.
That makes me wonder, are they well paid? That seems to be the biggest question in everyone's mind.
Do you think they're not being well paid?
Who knows? Maybe there's some... I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, what is the Fabian Society?
Okay, let me read it out. It says the Fabian Society is a British intellectualist. No, it is a British intellectual socialist movement. Oh, that's too many words.
Yes.
Let's find something more simpler.
Well, that's the simplest.
No, let's find something simpler.
Please, just read a definition for us. You're reading the history right now.
The legacy of Fabian.
Well, we gotta know what his thought is about. Just go up to the top and read, please.
All right, so Fabian Society. So it's a society whose purpose is to advance the principles of social democracy.
Via gradualist and reformist rather than revolutionary means.
So it actually began, uh, it's initial groundbreaking work around the 19th century up to the First World War, and the society laid many of the foundations of the Labour Party, and it also affected the policies of states that emerged from the decolonization of the
British Empire.
Especially India?
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, let someone save me!
Anyway, how is George Bernard Shaw involved in this, please?
I have no idea. What is George?
How about you search the word Bernard in this page? See what they come up with. There you go. Immediately upon its inception, the Fabian Society began attracting many prominent contemporary figures drawn to its socialist cause, including George Bernard Shaw. So he's not a founder.
Oh, he's not the founder.
No.
He caught hold of it early on.
So it tells me George Bernard Shaw was a social democrat.
Social democrat. All right. Do you want to now listen to his quote?
Yes. So no, remember that. This Fabian Society advocated gradual and incremental means rather than revolutionary means. Keep that in mind.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, let's read the quote now.
George Bernard Shaw.
Where is this quote appear?
It appears in Man and Superman in 1903.
That's an old play.
1903, that's 106 years ago.
That's right.
He said, "The unreasonable man adapts himself to the world."
The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself.
The reasonable man, I'm repeating, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world.
The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself.
So the unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself.
Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Remember, this quote is found the part that is called Maxims for Revolutionists within the Man and Superman. That's interesting because George Bernard Shaw, being a Fabian, should not be for the revolutions.
But maybe at some point of it, he was for the revolution. And this doesn't say that he was for it. It just says that he wrote a book where a chapter was named Maxims for Revolutionists. So does that mean in order to be a revolutionist, you need to be unreasonable and try to persist in trying to make sure that the world adapts to you?
There's another interpretation to this. Maybe this quote is out of context. Maybe George Bernard Shaw made this quote and it's ridicule to the revolutionaries in his play. And his people just took this one quote up saying that is what he believed. Well, actually, this is what he went against.
Whoa.
Would you say this is possible?
This is so possible, man.
If that's the answer, then this quote is useless.
No, this quote is more powerful than we thought it was.
Why is that?
Because...
it just tells me George Bernard Shaw should not take credit for what this quote stands for.
Why should he not take credit for it?
Because although it's his saying, but his heart is not in there.
His heart might not be there. What if you just threw paint all over a paper and people saw so much meaning in it? Maybe you should not take... Do you think you should take credit for it or not?
Then I think it's better served without George Bernard Shaw's credit on it.
So according to you, Ryan, yeah, according to your assumption that we can take where he criticizes revolutionists,
mm-hmm,
he means to say that while the reasonable man adapts himself to the world, the unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. And such an unreasonable man thinks he's doing a great service to the world.
Yes.
And thinks he's trying to be a revolutionary.
Maybe it's the quote by a character who's lunatic within his play. So any saying that comes out of his mouth will be seen as something ridiculous. Maybe this line is one of the many lines that's spoken by this lunatic. I don't know. I haven't read this book. Not even a word in it. That's my assumption. Well, it's my just imagination right now.
It's possible.
Yes.
So let's read the quote for the last time before we move on to our fourth topic for this week. You're a listener, you're tuned in to 88.1 FM CKLN, and this is Amir's Antics with your host, live talk show, Amir Thrombu, and
DJ RK.
DJ RK. So, the quote is, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man."
Yes.
DJ RK, what's next topic?
You want to know the next topic? Do you want to know?
What is the next topic?
It's the institution of... It starts with an M.
Institution of marriage?
Yes.
Oh, so what is your question on the institution of marriage, DJ RK?
When did this institution of marriage come into human culture?
I have no idea. I think it was obviously with Adam and his
if you believe
descendants.
That.
Obviously after Adam.
That's a very Western-centric point of view, in my, according to me.
What is according to you?
Say that, just to say that all humanities came from this Adam, which is listed in the Middle Eastern religion.
What's the Middle Eastern religion?
Whatever the text that says Adam is the first human being. What if you're from a different culture that never heard of Adam? What do you call that person? How can you feed this to that person? Are you trying to be like Western centric or what?
I'm trying to be honest in my opinion.
Okay, good. You're entitled to your opinions.
So what do you want to talk about? The institution of marriage? Why it started or what is it about?
Do you like it
or are you against it?
That depends. It could be good depending on the situation. But it seems like nowadays the meaning has been watered down.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In this world of instant gratification and fast food.
Fast food.
It seems like marriage is just another fast food joint.
But it seems like the days of collective labor within the villages and the appreciation of human power are long gone. We now live in a society where being frugal is the order of the way, saving money is the order of the way, and self-realization is the order of the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, I do believe that many people think having children as an impediment to realizing their own self, true self.
Do you think children are an impediment?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying many people do believe that.
What do you believe about children?
I believe that one should be a parent only if and only when he or she is ready to become a great guidance and mature enough to show a reasonable and good understanding to the child rather than just giving birth to a child and neglecting one. That's my belief.
I respect Amir, your belief.
Can you pay more attention to this?
I respect your belief, man. Yes. I think... But is that why you brought this topic up? You obviously must have had a different reason for talking about marriage.
No, I didn't have any reasons.
You want to talk about people who have children and don't respect them? Whether they're ready for them or not?
I want to know what you think about the change of meaning that's given to marriage in our generation compared to your grandparents' generation.
Look, I'll tell you a fact that I read in a book called Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Every activity since the evolution of man has essentially, and listen to this carefully, remained the same. We are always doing the same thing. What in every activity that we do, we are doing the same thing. But we just do it differently. We eat food, and we've been eating food for generations. We do it quicker and more efficiently, but we're just doing the same thing after all.
That seems to be true.
True. Now, we're still communicating with people. Now, the fact that we just use telephones, computers, emails, there's always been a gradual process, but we're still communicating with other human beings. Nothing stops, nothing changes. In the same way, now you're talking about the institution of marriage. We still get married to people. We still procreate. We still have kids. We still teach them. But the fact is, how it's... what is being done is the same, but how it's being done is really changing. And that's not something that can be stopped, but that's something that needs to be given thought. A lot of people... I don't want to say a lot of people. I know people that are... who have different priorities. For whom career is number one. Family isn't something that they're really for, but they just get married because of societal pressures. And then you see it when they don't respect their children and give them the love and the time that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Children need time because children are like flowers. They need to be nurtured. Yes. So that they can grow and bloom.
Yes, yes, yes.
So essentially, when I said that nothing has changed, children will always remain the same. Children still need time. Children cannot be sped up like everything else they do at their job. They think they can speed up. It'll still take a child 12 years till he becomes a teenager. You can't teach him more than he has to start with. He always starts with the basics. And you can never... You always start at the age of 3 or 4 with the basic alphabets. And then you move up slowly, slowly. But people always have incomplete dreams. Every man or woman always will have some dream that they feel is incomplete. And they want to see their kids fulfilling those dreams. The burdens of their parents' dreams are on their backs. That's what's happening. We have too many dreams that we seem to be so unfulfilled with. Because we're so lacking time. We always just feel that time is short. We're always short of time. Every time. 10 years down the line, we'll still be short of time. 5 years ago, we were always short of time. But how has technology then helped us? If we just keep saying that we can do things more efficiently, if you're still short of time.
Okay. Now let's talk about what you think about marriage, not about education.
Marriage.
Okay.
Needs time. Marriage needs commitment, not contribution. Marriage is a marriage of souls. When two people choose to hold hands and live the rest of their lives together, to share legacies, to share a future, and therefore to share a history.
What do you think about our generation of people that seem to stay as a child for such a long period of time?
I mean, stay as a child as in stay unmarried or stay immature or stay
immature.
Immature about what?
About a lot of things.
I still think there are a few of us who are very mature in what we do, in what we talk about.
I do believe that our generation, if you compare it to the previous generation and look at the same age, if you look at the same 22 years old in our parents' generation and look at the same age in our generation, they'll be totally different. The level of maturity has so lowered that we cannot even consider them to be at the same level.
Why do you think the level... So you mean if we take a 22-year-old now, or let's say a 25-year-old now, and a 25-year-old 30 years ago.
Uh-huh. They will be different. The level of maturity and a sense of responsibility will be totally different. It has lowered so much. Nowadays, we have 30-year-old kids running around, going to clubs, having the adults fund, but at the same time, they do not take the responsibility.
Responsibility. I was waiting for
society.
That word. Responsibility.
Now we have the culture of self-gratification.
Yeah. See, now you use the right word. I think your word responsibility is the key word here. People who decide that they want to take responsibility automatically become adults. And the rest of us stay as kids, teenagers.
Who is to blame? The people of our generation is a product of the teaching of the previous generation. We have become this way because the society has forced us into this direction.
Society has not forced us.
Society has
changed. The culture has changed.
Certainly it has changed.
Yeah, the culture has changed.
And culture is what we are right now.
Yeah, it's what we are, but it's something that comes with the things that also we add to our culture.
Can we be blamed? Can we be blamed for the fact that we have to go through 20 years of 10 and 15 years of schooling just to get one job?
15 years of schooling, you don't even get a job.
Can you take the blame? Should we become the target of blame for becoming like this? While we feel that our time is increasingly spent on schooling and not becoming a more holistic person, aren't we going to have this more resistance in our subconscious mind to have more of a self-realization?
Self-actualization.
In reaction to this limiting and ever-increasing period of education that we have to go through just to become an economically functioning member of society. I do believe that a lot of us in our generation are alienated and feeling alienated from the way they're supposed to feel as a human being. They feel that they're taken away from where they're supposed to be, doing the things they don't want to be doing, spending time on things that they don't find their hearts in. I think it does push the people into an extreme direction rather than finding responsibility. They'll want to seek compensation for the loss of time and self this flawed education system has given to us.
Well, what can the education system do? The needs from it are increasing, ever increasing. Yes, I at a point I think they're at fault, because the education we're being provided is definitely not holistic. It doesn't make us complete people. It's just so high, only so IQ oriented, so intellectually oriented, that it doesn't care about your emotions or who you are as a person or what you feel about topics and what your opinions are. What matters is how much you can digest from that book that you've been given and from the course material and try to come to a logical conclusion by the end of the semester.
Isn't that a sad reality?
It's a sad reality. But it's only sad if we decide that we're going to judge ourselves based on that. If we know that, yes, these results, these grades are not who we are, and that we know that there are other ways of judging ourselves, then we can stay away, at least in a certain way, away from it. For example, there was a particular subject for which I scored really badly in my previous semester. I scored a C grade mm-hmm. on a subject. But I know that subject so well, and I know where it can be applied and where not, that every day in the class I was just imagining how I would be implementing all that knowledge that was being passed on to me. And as I was sitting in that class, there were so many other students who were just sitting on their laptops and playing flash games or just emailing or chatting or just spending their time on Facebook. And I know it doesn't matter to me how much that grade it was, because I know that grade was not defining anything. It just defines that in that particular examination, in those 3 hours, I was not able to give them the academically correct answers that they were looking for to grade me as an appropriate student or not. Simple as that.
Amir, I respect your opinion, but I must say we have digressed.
Oh, what was our topic?
Marriage.
Oh my God!
Well, it's time to move on.
It's time to move on. Apologies, you're listening to Amir's Antics. That was a serious discussion from here. This is Amir Trumbu, and your other host for today is
DJ RK.
DJ RK. Yes, there are only two people in the studio here, and we're trying to bring you Amir's Antics here on CKLN 88.1 FM. The only people I respect are those are three types of people I respect. Those who respect themselves, those who respect others, and those who respect the things and everything else around them that might belong to them or others or to everyone else. And if Britney Spears, according to me, does not belong to a group who either respects herself or other people, there are fans, millions of them, who love her and adore her, and she's an example for them. If she does not respect that position of power she holds, and she doesn't realize how much of a negative impact it can have, I do not respect her.
You don't understand how the entertainment industry operates, don't
okay,
you?
So tell me how the entertainment industry operates.
It's all about the audienceship, how much attention you can generate. And there's one way to generate attention is being unconventional and being ridiculous. And this, by being stupid, or whatever you want to call it, is a very good way to generate attention from the media that sells the articles to those tabloids and all that. If you happen to be a person who do not appear in a tabloid, your career in the entertainment industry just might be considered dead or over, because nobody cares about you anymore.
So you mean the only reason it was done was a whole media gimmick?
I'm not saying it's a whole media gimmick, but it certainly serves their interest to act in a certain manner that creates the media frenzy.
So you don't think it was just an addiction?
It could be. There will be certainly underlying encouragement from the media
to go ahead with the drug addiction?
Whatever it is.
Come on. Like, don't people have principles?
Oh, are you saying all these pop culture icons are drug addicts?
No, I'm not against all pop culture icons. I respect them. Like, I love Michael Jackson. But yeah, he messes up around too. And that's when I hate him, when he plays around with the wrong things.
Like what? What's the wrong thing? What's the wrong thing?
No, we're not discussing it on the show. It will be censored otherwise. So,
are you afraid of the censorship? Are you a dog to the government?
It's not about the government.
Are you a toady to the government?
I will censor it.
Have a civil rights. Have the freedom of expression that we're entitled to.
You're entitled to it, DJ RK, but you're not a journalist. So just shut up and get out of the studio now.
I belong
here. It's cold
here.
Outside. You can walk out in the cold.
You can go out. This show's nothing without DJ RK.
Okay, why are we talking about Britney Spears? What do you want from her?
Britney Spears, because you're talking about Justin Timberlake's song, which is dedicated to Britney Spears.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm sure the song must have been designed a long time ago.
Yes, I remember watching the music video in my high school years. And it brings me back to memories sometimes.
All right, what's our last topic for the day before we sign out and wish our viewers goodbye?
Let's see.
DJ Arke, you're a really boring guy.
I'm more entertaining than you are.
DJ Arke, stop turning pages. It comes on the radio. It doesn't sound good.
Okay, so what does the future hold for Canada?
All right, so let's keep this in 5 minutes. Canada, I'm sorry, but you just deserve 5 minutes on this radio show. Because in the world economy and world affairs and international activities, you're not even worth 5%.
Are you greater than Canada?
It's not me that's greater than Canada. This is that Canada is not raising its standards.
FYI, one of the biggest tech firm in Canada, Nortel, claimed bankruptcy.
Oh my god.
Declared bankruptcy.
Are you serious?
Have you heard of Nortel before?
Yeah.
Yes.
When did it declare bankruptcy?
2 days ago, I think.
Oh my god.
Goodness.
And on the other hand, did you hear about Amir Trambu in the news?
No.
He helped raise $200,000 for victims in Gaza.
Why are you helping the victims of Gaza and not other groups? Is it just because you're Muslim? And does it happen to be the fact that the aggressors are the Israelis? Is that what's uniting the Muslims against this incident? Just the fact that your identity
is
at stake?
It's one other reason, but it's not the only
Because
reason.
I don't see any other groups that are so single-mindedly collective in helping the people of Gaza. You know what I mean? And I don't see Muslim people supporting the Tamil Tigers or the oppressed peoples in Mexico.
How many Tamil Tigers have died?
I don't know. I don't know.
How many Mexicans?
They got wiped out. From what I know, their last stronghold was taken over like yesterday.
How many Mexicans have been affected in a disastrous way in the last 3 weeks?
Well, they've been struggling for decades now. Do you even know about that? How about?
Do you think you can compare the?
Did you care?
Atrocity in did Gaza you care with when any other atrocity that's taking place in the last
tell
few
me,
weeks?
Tell me. Did you care?
An atrocity
did
where
you care
people
when
are
Kosovo
reasoning
was
out
bombed?
For it.
Did you care when Kosovo was bombed?
I heard about it so many
did
times.
Did you do anything? Did you fund? Did you raise funds for them?
I would have, but I was just 12
you
years
didn't.
Old.
You didn't.
I was 12 years old.
That's not an excuse.
What did you want me to do?
That's not an excuse.
I was 12 years old.
I believe the reason you're doing this
okay,
is...
Okay, what did you do? Tell me, what did you do and why did you do it?
Why did I do?
Yeah, these
I'm
are
not
we have only
about
a minute
it.
Left before we sign out. What did you do for anyone but yourself? Like, was there a country or a cause that you raised money for and you really ran?
I actually did when I volunteered.
You have 30 seconds left.
For the Rotaract Club at York University.
What did
I
you raise money
people,
for?
I helped the people in Africa by importing the dolls they made and sold it at school. I was the vice president in that.
For importing school. Dolls?
Yes.
God bless and, you.
And you're looking down upon. Anyway, that's far better than what you're doing everyday life.
Oh.
All right?
See, I know. I agree. I'm just saying that.
So you obviously look down upon the cause that's involved in Africa because it's not a Muslim.
I didn't look down upon
it's not a Muslim cause.
I didn't
cause.
Look down upon the cause.
You only care about
you,
the cause.
You're being angry just
be
because
quiet,
I
went
down.
Be quiet. Listen.
No.
Let me say this.
Let's not get
let me say this, okay?
Okay, okay. I'll let you
let
say
me
it.
Say
I'll
it.
Say it. I'll let you say it.
Be quiet.
I'll give you a whole minute to say it. We'll extend the show. But relax.
Okay.
All right.
You don't care about a cause that's not related to Muslims. And you actually laugh and joke about cause that's happening in Africa. What is this? Because all you care about is your identity. It's not the people suffering. It's the fact that Muslim people that are suffering at the hands of the Israelis. Okay?
So you
I think that's the way.
You, I
think that's the way.
The people in Africa.
I think that's the way things are, in your mind at least, from what I cannot perceive.
Because I haven't worked
because
with you,
you actually have
raising money for Africa.
You actually have the reserve of mind to actually laugh and make fun of this cause in Africa.
I
these dolls that
I didn't make
sold,
fun of the Africans.
The,
I just made
the funds we raised went to help the people who are infected with HIVs and make them give them the sustainable means of sustaining their lives.
So
and
was
you,
there any
yet,
reason besides
your
personal identity why you did it?
It was a common good cause to help some people who are in need.
So do you think people need a personal identity in it to in order to support
I think
thing?
You do need a personal identity to support someone and be actively involved in this. Is it just a coincidence that you see people on the street who are fundraising for Gaza, they have to be Muslim? Is it just coincidence? Do you think that you'll see...
It's
all,
not a coincidence.
You think
obviously,
you
there
think
is,
these people
there's a relatedness factor.
Do you
yeah,
think
I agree.
You see this pattern if this cause was for people in Africa?
Yeah, I agree with you. Look,
do you think this whole mobilization of the Muslims that you see in our school on campus will happen for other causes? Say yes or no.
I have to agree with you. You're right.
Okay,
there's
good,
a relatedness
good.
Factor.
Then
it's all
it.
The relatedness factor.
Accept
I can
it,
relate with them more strongly than anyone else could.
So it's all about the identity, isn't it?
The
do you really
African,
care? Do you really care about the suffering of the people? Because
no, you can't say I don't care about
if
it.
That was
you can't say
factor.
I don't care about the suffering of the people in Africa just because I have. It's not that I don't care about the people in Africa. I'm sure the people in Africa know the suffering of the people in Africa more than I do. And therefore, they definitely work more than I do. But it doesn't mean that I don't care.
You
cannot
certainly
come to
don't
that
care.
Conclusion.
You certainly have to reserve your mind to laugh and make fun of this cause.
I was not making fun of the cause. I was just
oh,
laughing
yes,
at the
you
way
were.
You
yes,
were trying to show
that came from
that
the back
you
of your consciousness.
No.
That actually had a
oh,
reserve
yeah.
of mind. Now you're denying it, but your subconscious brings out this subconscious, like, unintended reactions.
All right, then my apologies. My apologies not to just to you, but all the listeners who I've heard through this, and my apologies to. But my heart goes out to people suffering anywhere in the
I
world.
I doubt that. I really doubt
you,
that.
You can doubt that if you want.
You certainly care, but you may care about them in a different degrees.
Obviously, at different degrees. I care about people in Kashmir more than I
okay,
care about
then
people
let's
in
not, let's
else
accept
in the, world.
The fact that we are motivated by identities, and let's not be hypocrites. Just accept the fact, okay? We say that we care about people because we're related to them. Don't say that you care about all the people suffering, okay?
No, I won't say that. I don't say that. Look.
Okay, let's cut hypocrisy. People, listen. Cut hypocrisy. Just accept the fact that whatever you're doing is because it's related to you.
There is always a relatedness factor.
Of course.
And I won't deny that.
I won't criticize it because that's the way things are. That's human nature.
Thank you, and we sign out now. That was a conversation that went a lot farther than I would have expected. But yes, your listeners, this is Amir Tramu and
DJ RK.
DJ RK, and we just came to another end of the episode number 4 for Amir's Antics. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll bring it to you next week sooner than better. Take care and have a wonderful week ahead. Goodbye.